Every October, the streets of downtown El Paso become canvases for artists to display their chalk masterpieces at Chalk the Block. This year marks Chalk the Block's 10-year anniversary. To celebrate, the Downtown Arts Festival will feature installations from near and far, including Yoko Ono's Wish Tree. The Chase Music Stage will be headlined by El Conjunto Nueva Ola, who will bring their cumbia clandestine sounds from El Planet Lucha to El Paso. Here to talk Chalk the Block with us is Ben Fife, my co-chair for this event. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thanks for having me again.
10 years, Ben Fife, we've been doing this.
Oh my God. I know. I feel like I gave this festival my youth, but it has been well worth it.
You started with red hair and then with gray hair. Come to think of it.
Right.
But what a journey, right?
Absolutely. I mean, who could have predicted 10 years ago that this little one-day event would morph into what we do, this year, in the last couple of years, which is really blow it up for 3 days. All over downtown El Paso, and just see so many people come out and so many artists, and just really, I think, have downtown come alive in the best possible way.
It's true. And, you know, before we dive into what's happening this year, I think it's important to give props to all the people that have helped us. You know, Jay Klaber started the whole thing.
Absolutely. You know, this event, and I love to tell the story, this event was really catalyzed by a group of really committed young El Pasoans who felt that downtown could be better. And that right now, or at the time, downtown didn't have a lot of appeal for young people and families. It had so much potential. And they said, if we raise money, could you do this event? We saw one like it in San Antonio. We love when people say they will do that for us. And so we agreed, and we had a one-day event with about 12 artists, one food truck, and 5,000 people showed up. Mm-hmm. And it let us know that the community was ready for something like this. And it really has been, I think, a labor of love for so many people in the private sector, including yourself, so many sponsors over the years, and I think really a lot of our artists who year after year come back, and they are our strongest supporters and our biggest ambassadors.
And it's been neat to see how the artists have evolved.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the things I'm always really proud of is seeing some of our artists who have participated through multiple years, they become mentors to younger artists and student artists. They talk about the fact that there really does creates a sort of community for a couple of days that they sometimes don't have access to the rest of the year. And, you know, that's really great when we can be part of that.
Yeah. And again, kind of serving as a catalyst for those relationships, right? Because then you see them meet each other at Chalk the Block and then go off and do these wonderful collaborations, which is mind-blowing.
Absolutely. You know, I think one of the things we saw happen last year was a relationship between some local muralists and Augment El Paso.
Yes.
That led to a really cool project where local murals were activated digitally using smart devices. And so we're going to feature that collaboration this year at Chalk the Block. You know, it's always about celebrating what's going on in our community.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. So with that, let's dive in. You've been working on this Yoko installation for 5 years.
Yes, this is really a dream realized for me. My wish has come
true. I was so excited for you when you finally got Yoko Ono's Wish Tree to El Paso.
This is a great installation. We have been trying for 5 years now, and we just never got the approval to do this. But Wish Tree is an installation that is really inspired by a tradition in the Shinto religion, outside of Shinto temples in Japan, where people tie their prayers to a tree. And so Yoko's Wish Tree is about people tying their wishes, their intentions, their hopes for the future on a tree. And through the course of the collaboration between the public and the project, you know, oftentimes you see the tree's branches and leaves weighted down by all of these wishes. And what's so cool about this, at the end of your event, you cut all the wishes off and they are shipped to the Imagine Peace Tower in Iceland. That is an incredible public art project that lights up, shoots out towers of light over Iceland. And it is lit every year from the beginning of October to the beginning of December. And those dates coincide with the birth and death anniversaries of John Lennon. And for me, it just kind of gives me chills thinking about the fact that at year 10, we are going to be shipping off so many hopes and dreams and wishes from El Pasoans and Juarenses and our artists and people from all over the community who come out and across the state. We're going to be sending all of that energy and love and peace out into this project that gets the attention of the whole world.
And another neat little tidbit that people may not know is that the trees, their actual trees, will be planted somewhere here in El Paso.
Yeah, absolutely. So the project, it's really specific. You have a lot of parameters you have to agree to from the artist. And one of them is that you're using real trees. They have to be trees that are either native or will do well in the environment. And she wants you to make sure that after the event, they are utilized. So we're required to not sell them on, to, you know, give them and make sure that they take on a useful life in spaces, in public spaces, community settings. And so we're excited about that process.
I love that. Maybe one or two will end up at the new Playa Drain Trail.
Yeah.
Which is going to be so cool.
Yeah, I think absolutely. And I think what's really cool about that are, you know, these trees that sort of got weighted down by all these wishes and intentions are then going to be able to plant roots out in the community, which is nice. So, yeah, so we are very excited about that installation. It will be at Pioneer Plaza. That is the little tiny pocket park downtown that is right in front of the Plaza Hotel where the Fray Garcia statue is. So you can visit that. We encourage you to come out, write your wishes down, and keep moving through the festival.
So let's move on through the rest of the installations then. Spheres of Influence, this is another one that's making its United States debut, is that
right,
correct?
Actually. So Spheres of Influence, we saw this debut last year at a design festival in DF, Mexico City. And it is a series of robotic sculptures encased in these giant acrylic spheres. And these robotic sculptures are drawing nonstop throughout the festival on the inside of these spheres. And the artist's inspiration is really the idea of city grids and helping people to understand how cities are sort of planned and created and how we can come together to create better cities, stronger communities. So I think, again, a really uplifting piece for year 10, and no better way to really talk about our downtown and how it's grown in 10 years than a piece like this.
With it, we also have the Life Cube, and that's kind of a large piece, right? I think they're already putting it up.
Yeah, actually. So they have been in town now for about 5 or 6 days. These artists basically come together. They put together a giant cube. Ours will be 12 by 12. And they spent time going out into the community, into neighborhood spaces, community centers, schools, shelters. And everyone is creating pieces of art that then get attached to the cube. They also work with local muralists to finish the project out during the 3 days of the fest. And then traditionally what they do at the end is they burn the whole thing down.
Which we will not be doing.
Yeah. So as much as we have a lot of love for downtown and downtown business owners love this event, we didn't want to make anyone nervous by saying there's going to be a lot of open flame.
We do open flame, yeah, but it not
controlled.
Yes. We will not be doing that this time.
Yeah, no, but the artists, they've been on the ground. They have already been out in the community. They've had a lot of great things to say. And they've actually been incredibly connected. They actually cooked dinner at a shelter 2 nights ago for 150 residents.
How nice.
So, yeah, they're going above and beyond of what they usually do, but they have had a strong response from El Paso, and they are falling in love, which is great.
Can't wait to see it. And then we've got Psychosonic, the Squonk Opera.
Yeah, so this is a crazy performance troupe. They are based out of Pittsburgh. They just finished a residency in China. Psychosonic is a series of what I can only describe as double-decker bicycles that are part sculpture, part musical stage, and they will be parading through the footprint throughout the event. When they're stationary, they sort of come together like Voltron to create a sculpture. but they are a lot of fun. And we saw them in New York and thought they'd be a perfect fit for year 10. So we're excited to welcome them.
And music-wise, we have, you know, a whole bunch of locals, but Conjunto Nueva Ola, Luchador, masks, parodies, what can you say?
Yeah, you know, I think the way I've been describing it to people is you take cumbia and you filter in a lot of new wave music. You know, they cover songs by The Cure. And
I love Chicharrona is my Sharona.
Yeah.
Just an example of what we have coming up.
It's a great sort of meld and mix and mashup, I think, of two really strong genres that are very popular on the border. And, you know, I think that's really what Chalk the Block has been about over the years, is just taking creative ideas and throwing them together and seeing what sticks to the wall.
Right. Yeah. It's one big whopping experiment. And
yeah.
So far, so good, right?
Nothing's derailed yet. Knock on wood. Yeah. And then one other project that we'll be doing, and actually we'll be reviving. We don't like to repeat ourselves. But 5 years ago, year five, we went a little bigger than we ordinarily did. And we did a project with Sun Metro, and we'll be reviving that for year 10. We've had a lot of interest over the years.
Do you remember how we had to beg them to let us paint a bus?
Yes.
And now they're like, hey, will you paint a bus for us?
We have an idea.
I love that.
Yeah. So Art on the Go is curated by Calavera Culture Shop, which is a local graph shop downtown at the Art Space El Paso building. And they'll be working with artists from both El Paso and Ciudad Juarez.
The Calaveras from Juarez, because there's a Calavera Collective in Juarez.
Yeah, Calavera Collective in Juarez. This is actually going to be the first project they're doing on this side, which we're excited about. So they'll be spending 2.5 days painting a Sun Metro bus that will go into circulation at the end of the event. And the way Sun Metro determines routes for their buses is really kind of a lottery system every morning. So this bus will not be on one fixed route. It'll be going throughout the community, which is great. So
I can't wait.
Yeah. Look for that bus in your neighborhood.
Okay, Ben Five, give us the lowdown on hours and all of that, because we're nearing the end of this interview.
Sure. So we will go live Friday. Friday is our soft night, which is really not a soft opening anymore. We go 6 to 10. Mm. Saturday is our craziest day when everything is full on, and we go from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And you can come down and enjoy treats from over 29 local food trucks. We have almost 100 vendors who are selling local art and local clothing and local jewelry and local foodstuffs. We have a kids zone sponsored by GECU, which is tons of fun. All of our installations going, the Chase stage providing live music. We have activities at both the Museum of History and the Museum of Art. So there is just so much going on. And then I think what's really cool this year is the Rudolph family of dealerships is actually having four artists participate in a contest of their own, which is they will be chalking four vehicles and the public gets to decide who gets what prizes. So there is just tons going on. And then we follow it all up on Sunday from 11 to 3. And at 3 o'clock, we will flicker the lights of downtown on and off. Mm-hmm. And we will work really hard so that Monday morning, it looks like nothing happened.
It's my favorite part. It's like, it looks like nothing happened come Monday after Chuck the Block.
Right.
Well, thank you for 10 years, Ben Fife. I guess we'll see you at year 11.
Thank you for all of your hard work and dedication. And I think constantly pushing us to go bigger and better and making sure we have the funding to be able to do that.
Today, my guest has been Ben Fife, my co-chair for Chalk the Block. We turned 10 this year, and we look forward to seeing you all there.